Guangzhou, China. It's a giant port city with a huge industrial base. Not surprising then that it attracts traders from all over the globe, including a large community of people from parts of Africa. Daniel Traub is a photographer and filmmaker who tells their story in a project he calls Little North Road. So who are these Africans in Guangzhou, Daniel?
Well, primarily they're from West Africa, but I came across people from all over the continent. You know, there's been a relationship between China and Africa for many decades, but over the last 15 years or so, it's kind of ramped up quite a bit.
Right. So what are these Africans, largely from West Africa, doing in Guangzhou? What do they do for a living?
Well, primarily they're traders. They're kind of an entrepreneurial class of people who come to China to buy Chinese goods. Guangzhou is the marketplace for all the goods that are produced in the Pearl River Delta. So they come to Guangzhou for short periods to buy goods to ship back to Africa. But there's also many people who have set up longer-term businesses, restaurants, barbershops, and all kinds of other things.
I mean, the portraits in this book called Little North Road, a lot of these emigres look really adjusted. They look like they belong in Guangzhou. Tell us what Little North Road is and this pedestrian bridge where a lot of these portraits were taken.
It's an incredibly dense and kind of chaotic neighborhood. You know, there's Africans, but there's also Middle Easterners. And also, it's very much a migrant community of Chinese migrants from all over the country. You have to traverse this bridge to get from one part of the neighborhood to the other. Because the neighborhood is so dense, there isn't really any kind of open spaces. So people use this pedestrian bridge as a kind of town square. So it was on this bridge that I came across a Chinese photographer named Wu Yongfu, who was making portraits of Africans, primarily, who are passing by on this bridge.
Right. I mean, your own involvement in this project is both as a photographer and kind of in a way as an archivist, because the photos in this book are mostly not yours. They were taken by two photographers, one you just mentioned and another. Tell us how you met them and what you saw your role as being in this project.
You know, I was documenting this neighborhood and I felt very much like an outsider. I wasn't really getting the kind of intimacy that I wanted. So I guess I was looking for, you know, I had my eye out for something. And so on this pedestrian bridge, I found this migrant worker, Wu Yongfu, who was making a living together with his wife by making these souvenir portraits of basically anyone who would hire him to make a portrait. But because this neighborhood is so many Africans, most of his clients were Africans. So I went up to him and introduced myself, and I looked at his photographs, and I became immediately fascinated by the breadth and range of what he was doing.
I'm looking at one photograph now of two young African women. They're in plaid shirts, one kind of green and white, the other kind of green and black. And they're almost in a dancing pose. It's at night on this bridge. Tell me about that photograph.
This is one of the photographs of Wu Yongfu. And what I realized was that unbeknownst to him, he was documenting this whole influx of people coming from the African continent and from the global south. When I saw his photographs, I realized that the bridge is kind of like a gateway for all these people. And he was, in a sense, making this index of all these people that were passing by. And he was also, because he was doing this purely to make a living, he would delete the photographs at the end of every day. So I...
What, just have space on like the flashcard or something?
Yeah, yeah. You know, he wasn't thinking of them in terms of having any other value,
right,
other than as a way to make a living. So I ended up giving him a hard drive so that he could start to collect the photographs.
The people in the photographs, they're unnamed. Do they know their faces are being seen all over the globe?
No. You know, there was no way for me to find all these people to get their consent. But my sense was that these pictures needed to be preserved because otherwise they're being erased every day.
Mm. Do you think you managed to preserve in some way this moment of migration of Africans to China? And are these people in this book, are they in Guangzhou to stay?
Well, the population in Guangzhou of Africans has gotten smaller. So this project is a kind of document of a moment that has already changed or has already passed.
Daniel Traub's project, it's a book, it's a film, and an exhibition, is called Little North Road. Daniel, thanks very much. Great to meet you.
Thank you.
You can see some of the portraits of African emigres on that bridge in Guangzhou. Really remarkable photos. And they're at PRI.org.